Proclamation number 6562 of 3rd of June, 1956. Path to the cross. Following Jesus. The human being's earthly path will be and remain a path to the cross if it is to lead upwards, unless he hands himself over to me in such a complete trust that I can take his cross from him or help him carry it. Then he will be able to walk upwards unburdened, for then he already is completely mine and no longer needs any special purification processes on this earth. But this is rare, and anyone who is still very heavily burdened with the cross should not be unhappy about it, for it is always a sign that he is walking the right path. For the wrong paths are smooth and full of joy, and man enjoys his life. I did not lead you the way on the path to the cross without reason requiring you to follow me. You must always remember that. When you have to carry a cross, you are walking in my discipleship. But if it seems too heavy to you, then just turn to me trustingly and I will help you out. I will help you carry the cross for as long as it is necessary that you are still burdened with it yourselves. And I will give you strength. As soon as you ask for it. Just do not walk your earthly path alone. Remember me and let me walk beside you. Then you need not fear to collapse under your burden. For I know when it becomes too heavy for you and then I will truly take it off your shoulders. You humans have often been told that the hardship will increase the closer it gets to the end and that the only short path must therefore be particularly steep if it is to lead to the goal. And therefore you have often been admonished to ask for much strength in prayer and to acquire it through loving activity. And you can believe that you will also receive strength if you approach me for it. Because I will not allow more to come upon a person than he is capable of coping with. And I always want to motivate you humans through hardship and tribulation to unite with me, to join me ever more intimately, for then everything will be bearable for you, you will be able to overcome the greatest adversity, you will be led out of every distress. Just do not rely on yourselves and your strength, because this is not enough to master the struggle of life if you do not want to hand yourselves over to the one who gives you earthly abundance but takes away everything from you spiritually. Do not let him become your lord but rather bear the heaviest cross because it will not burden you for long, whereas you will be enslaved by that Lord again for endless periods of time for only this short span on earth which is left to you. Believe me that you truly have an advantage over those who pass thoughtlessly through earthly life. Believe me that I know about all your worries and even if I seem to be holding back. My help will not fail to arrive as soon as you trust me. But the fact that hardship will come upon you is not unfounded, for it solely concerns your soul which, although it is not affected by earthly destitution, is in far greater distress as long as it does not hand itself over to me, so that I may guide it and give it what it needs to mature. This is why I said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Everything else will be given you besides. Remember these words and believe that I will always give you what you need if you first fulfill my condition, to seek me and my kingdom with all earnestness and zeal. And the cross imposed on you shall only help you to look around for the one who wants to help you carry it. Amen.